Somali pirates holding U.S. Sea Captain Richard Phillips on a lifeboat in the Indian Ocean have called in more hijacked ships carrying an estimated 267 hostages, escalating a high sea standoff with the U.S. Navy. The American sea captain was captured in an attempt to hijack his cargo ship, the Maersk Alabama, bound for Kenya, with life-saving aid on board for Catholic Relief Services programs in Rwanda. John Kelly has this report.
Captain Phillips made a nighttime bid to swim to freedom, but was recaptured. Now the pirates holding him say they want ransom and are ready to kill him. The U.S. was bolstering its force by dispatching other warships to the site off the Horn of Africa, where a U.S. destroyer shadowed the lifeboat carrying Phillips. Defense officials say the USS Boxer, flagship for a multinational anti-piracy task force, will be nearby soon. The pirates' strategy is to link up with their colleagues, who are holding Russian, German, Filipino and other hostages, and get Phillips to lawless Somalia, where they could hide the hostage and make it difficult to stage a rescue. That would give the pirates more leverage and a stronger negotiating position to discuss a ransom. Anchoring near shore also means they could get to land quickly if attacked. In a separate incident off the Somali coast, one hostage and two pirates were killed Friday when French naval forces stormed a sailboat and freed four other hostages, including a child. Three pirates were taken into custody. The pirate standoff with the US Navy has turned Somalia into the West's consciousness as a base for lawlessness and terror, but the hostage crisis illuminates a potentially dangerous picture confronting a far greater area. Phillips apparently volunteered to get in the lifeboat with the pirates in exchange for the safety of his crew, who had regained control of the ship which is carrying food relief to Kenya. Food relief that will save the lives of thousands of men, women and above all children on the African continent. I'm John Kelly.